Hello, I'm Con.
And I'm Stav.
And we're Edinaki. You're listening to
Radio Karam.
Folks, our guests have arrived in the studio. We've got Ben and we've got Kat. Welcome to Radio Karam.
Thank you so much, Marcus. Yeah, this is absolutely amazing.
Great to have you here, mate. And Kat, welcome.
Yes, thank you.
You beauty. So, look, folks, we're going to get you to play a few songs. But before we do, let's get a bit of a feel for who you are, because the audience wants to know, who are these guys? They've rocked into Radio Karam. So, Ben, where did you grow up? Were you a local boy around here? Or
To be honest, no. I'm out in the eastern suburbs. I've always been out in the eastern suburbs. So I grew up in Croydon Hills and still live out Chenside Park sort of area. But I've just always done music. I've always been around music. I played in high school bands. I played in cover bands. Just to jump straight to the chase, because I know I've cut Caitlin off. Caitlin's also an eastern suburbs person.
Yes.
I just found, look, I was getting old. I was getting to 40. I just had nothing to show for it. So I'd always played in cover bands. I had a lot of equipment. I had a lot of skills. I also never felt I was a strong singer. But you reach a point in your life where you just think, well, nuts to that. I just need to step up and do something here because I've got nothing to show for all my time, effort and energy. So all this recording, there's no great goal. There's not some great ambition here. It's just a creative outlet. It's a way for me when people say, oh, do you play music, Ben? I can say, yes, here it is. And now I've ended up on Radio Karam, which is surreal, absolutely surreal. So, yeah, hopefully that explains it. We do have a duo. We do a cover duo, Kat and I, just all covers. We're playing this afternoon in Moorabark, actually, at Bryce's.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So your background, Kate, your cat, your local, your Moorabark as well too?
Well, I grew up as a bit of a gypsy. My father was in the Defence Force, so we sort of lived everywhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the past 20 years or so was all the eastern suburbs. So Ben and I went to high school together. And during COVID, I taught myself guitar poorly but wrote a song. And I said to Ben, I want to record it, you know, sort of similar sort of thing. And we were rehearsing together just to get the vocals warmed up, and he sort of turned to me and said, do you want to sing with me on a few? And I was like,
nice.
Yeah, because similar, I've done music since I was 10 years old, violin and sax and singing jazz, and yeah, so it sort of organically just grew, and he played me a few of his originals and I just loved them. And similar, he Ben's wrote quite a few of them with his kids as well, which I like. So if we can tag the Wiggles, that would be great.
So why this sort of music, Ben? I mean, you're sort of in the folky sort of country vibe. Why not sort of, you know, heavy metal or something like that? What's the story there?
It's just I like what I like. So I always loved Nirvana growing up, but more like Blur, early Blur was sort of my thing, that real strong pop sensibility.
Yeah, I hear.
Because when Song 2 came out, I remember a guy came up to me and said, have you got that latest Blur album? And I was excited someone else showed an interest, and I said yeah, and then he said his song 2 on it, and I immediately thought it just was such a departure from what they were doing with those strong pop melodies. So I like what I like. There's not a particular genre. It's more just the hook or the melody that will get me. I definitely do enjoy sort of folk and country music. My dad loved Bob Dylan growing up and just constantly played Bob Dylan and Peter Paul and Mary and all that stuff. So I don't know. I've played in rock bands, and anyone who's seen me play in a rock band will say Ben jumps around like a fool when I'm in a rock band.
Oh, you're excited. You're into it.
I really am. I just sit on the couch of a night strumming and things come to me and they end up as songs. It's just a constant pastime. I don't watch TV. I sit there strumming the guitar and things come to me. So it's just a passion. So no particular genre, as I said, no particular – some of these – if you put drums behind them, would be rock songs. Some are clearly folky sort of songs. It's whatever comes out of me at the time. It's just a creative outlet.
No, so just a question. So you into the? Is it more the lyrics or the melody? Like
For me,
because some people like. I mean, personally, I don't really listen to lyrics. I actually listen to the song, the melody behind the song. That sort of gets me in. I don't really listen. My wife always listens to the lyrics, and Marcus, what are you talking about? So, what's your sort of thing? Is it both for you,
it is
both?
Well, it's the melody first.
Yeah.
So it's the melody that will get me. Like the Beatles, always it's the melody, but then you hear some of John Lennon's lyrics and you start to really listen to them and there's more and more and more, but it's always the melody first. Like I always said Kurt Cobain, strong melodies. His lyrics, honestly, I think are nonsense. People find meaning in them, but they're nonsense lyrics. And even Kurt said the lyrics don't matter, the lyrics come last. But as I said, John Lennon, like with Norwegian Wood and stuff, that melody's so strong. But then when you listen to it, you think that he's singing about like a night he's had with a woman, and it sounds like he sets the house on fire at the end. So the lyrics, they're just cream on the cake for me. But in saying that, sometimes there's phrases and things I'll hang on to, and I think that is a good line. But I'll definitely have the melody and the chords first and try to massage that line in somewhere. The lyrics always come last for me as well, yeah.
Okay, I like it. Look, I reckon let's have some songs, eh? Okay. So we've got some time, you know. What are we going to play for us first?
Well, this one I'm going to play on my own first. So this one's called Ode to Social Media. So sometimes this is where I just sort of span a few genres. This one is meant to be a bit tongue-in-cheek. It's about someone who's fed up with social media and they want to leave it. That's the premise of it. And talking about lyrics, this one is as somber as it sounds. The first line that came to me was, I'm killing myself trying to stay alive, because it was just the scroll of death, staying up at late. It just that phrase was good. So that phrase stuck with me, and I don't know how it came to be about social media, but same thing, the chords happened separately. I remember sitting on the couch one night and the chords came to me, and I've just slowly written it all together. So this is a song called Ode to Social Media, and it is about wanting to leave social media.
Go for it, Ben.
Here we go. Passing the time, slowly losing my mind. Why am I scrolling in the middle of the night? I don't know why I'd put my life online. Siri, please notify my friends that have died. Think it's time for social suicide. You might get your feelings hurt when I close down my social network. Post online, be a dot of mind. Share too much and you'll be compromised. Like and subscribe, send your pics worldwide. Tag yourself safe from online genocide. Think it's time for social suicide. No one tell Mark Zuckerberg that I'm leaving his social network.
Nice work, mate. Okay, so what do we got now, Kat? I just want to make sure we got the camera right for you, because we've got to make sure we get you in the picture.
Uh-huh.
I might just modify this just a little bit.
We need to share the pages, Ben.
Okay, so folks, we're just sort of adjusting the studio to make sure we've got Kat on the camera as well too, because as I mentioned before, this is also being filmed as well too, so we'll be able to put that visual up for you on YouTube as well too a little bit later. Ben, what's next?
So this one's called Rainbow Fire. Now, this one is really for my kids. So I find kids are like a kaleidoscope of colours. They've got so many different attributes, so many things that ignite them, get them excited. My daughter also just loves rainbows, hence the rainbow connotation. The fire part is that as they grow up, I want them to ignite. I want them to take all those attributes and really funnel it into something where they can show the world what they're made of. So it's a parent singing about the potential they see in their child, about just they love their child, they can see that full colour of spectrum, the rainbow, they hope they go on to show the rest of the world that rainbow.
Beautiful, so mate.
Yeah.
Love it.
We'll try and do it. Here
Let's
we go.
Go.
Oh, my buddy, my pal, my friend, my life, and I love you more each day. Cherish each day, every day I'm alive and with you. Rainbow fire, come alive. Hold this rainbow fire and come alive, miss. Rainbow fire, open your eyes, miss. Rainbow fire, come alive. Oh, my beautiful girl, my rainbow fire, and I love you more each day, every day I'm alive. I've been with you from the very moment you arrived, so open up your eyes, live each day of your life. Come on, rainbow fire, come alive, come on. Hold this rainbow fire and come alive, miss. My rainbow fire, open your eyes. Rainbow fire, come alive. Rainbow fire, come alive, come on. Rainbow fire, come alive. Rainbow fire, come alive. Hold this rainbow fire, come alive, miss. Rainbow fire, open your eyes.
Lovely harmonies too.
Yes.
Folks, you're listening to Ben Gilson. It's just Gilson when you look in Facebook, isn't it? That's your sort of you got rid of the – why don't you use the first name and last name? You just don't go with the surname?
I remember – look, this is another thing that just keeps me on track with this hobby. As I said, it is 40 years of not doing something. It's me doing something.
Yeah.
I thought of a name. I thought of all these weird and wonderful names like North and Sons of Pharmacists, just all these crazy names. At the end, everyone I went through, I sort of thought, you know what? I'm going to call it Gilson – this is honest, because it's going to hold me to account. This isn't going to be something that I end up forgetting about, and in 10 years people go, weren't you writing music? Ah, oh, yeah, mate, I'm not doing that anymore. By calling it Gilson, no matter if I take 2 years off or 3 years off, it's my name. It's like a reminder, Ben, this is you. You have to be doing it. Go do it. So I dropped the Ben part just because, I don't know, probably anonymity. But, yeah, okay. I've kept the Gilson part to keep me on track and remind me I should be doing this. That's honestly where the name comes from.
Ben, just a bit of a sidetrack there. So this is your sort of – you love – I imagine music, you'd love to become a musician full time. But yes. What do you do when you're not doing music? What's your thing?
I actually work for the Weather Bureau. I shouldn't say that today with all the
weather. Really?
Yeah, I'm in charge of the maintenance team. So all the guys running around fixing the weather stations and radars and flood gear in Victoria, I'm in charge of them. And I came up through those ranks. I used to be the guy running around fixing the radars and the weather stations. Now I'm in charge of the people doing that. So it's a wonderful job. It's a unique job. You get to see the whole of Australia. They've sent me to Antarctica. It's a beautiful organisation. I love it. This is a hobby. Would it be a dream to play music all the time? Of course it would be.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Wow. Well, yeah, I've never met anyone from the bomb before.
Oh, there we go. I feel like you want to ask more questions about that now.
No, I'll let you go, mate. I'll let you go. I'm sure the audience is thinking, hang on, let's get him.
Yeah.
But we'll go on moving. There'll be
callers. You're pulling up callers.
Well, just let it go. It's not Ben's fault, folks. Do you want to play us another couple of songs? What are you going to play for us now?
Yeah, so this one's called I Want My Three Wishes. Now, coincidentally, this is sort of our launch of this song. So Kat is singing on the recording of this.
This is one you mentioned about. This is the second single. So yeah. The first single was?
That was called 35-Year-Olds. Yep. And this is off my latest recording that I do at home.
Yep.
So that's called Surface Level, that recording. This is the second single off it. It's I Want My Three Wishes. I actually wrote this with my kids. I said to them, I originally wrote all these other lyrics, talking about lyrics, and I didn't like them. It was all about like self-love and learning to love yourself and stuff. And it sounded right when I was sitting there writing it. And then I immediately thought, when I sang it, I thought this isn't working. And it just came to me, I don't know where from, but I just said to my kids, what we should do is brainstorm all the childhood dreams you have. And then as you grow up, you sort of realize reality gets in the way. So this is just full of childhood memories, and the chorus is saying it's basically like that it was all just a dream. It's a throwaway to that Hollywood cliche where they can pass off a storyline as, oh, it was all just a dream. You know, when a storyline goes awry and they can't finish it, they say it's all just a dream. So it's all these childhood memories. It's lamenting the fact you grow up and you realise, you know, you're not going to get to battle with pirates and you're not going to get the gold at the end of the rainbow and all that. And then the chorus.
It sounds so depressing.
Oh, well, it's sort of, I reckon lyrically it's straddling that line. It sounds like a childhood happy fantasy thing, but it is an adult lamenting that the Walt Disney World, this is where my mind goes when I sit on the couch for night. So that's the premise of it. My kids did help me write it. They came up, we had a spreadsheet of just all the things, all the childhood dreams, all the Walt Disney films. I think we ended up with like 130 on the list between us.
Oh, crikey.
And I just whittled it down to things that rhymed, pretty much.
Okay. Folks, just tune in. Listen to Ben Gilson on Sunday morning on Radio Karen. Ben and Kat are here with us. Ben, let's go, mate.
Here we go. I want my three wishes. Here we go.
Wake up.
Want my three wishes. Swim like a fish does. I want the gold at the end of the rainbow. Climb up a beanstalk, have my own crystal ball, or hold a billion balloons and lift me to the clouds. I'm tired of living in the real world where fairy tales don't come true. To wake up and you realize it was just a dream. Go down the rabbit hole.
Objects with mind control.
Live on the bottom of the ocean. Talk to an animal.
Talk to an animal.
Crawl through a secret door.
Crawl through a secret door.
And fly like the birds do in the sky. I'm tired of living in the real world where fairy tales don't come true. Just a dream. Shrink small or grow really tall. Battle with pirates from a hot air balloon. Fire-breathing dragons. Live in a mansion. Have an invisible friend in the man on the moon. Shapeshift. Wake up as someone somewhere else.
Find buried treasure.
Or live forever.
Or live forever.
Or end with happily ever after. I'm tired of living in the real world where fairy tales don't true. To wake up and you realize it was just a dream. I'm tired of living in the real world where fairy tales don't come true.
a dream.
Go back to sleep.
Woo! That's good.
Love it. Beautiful stuff. Now, Ben, you've got so your EP released in 2023 and you've got two songs out now. How can people find those songs?
So they can look for any of the titles we've just set. So they are everywhere. Like they're on Spotify. They're on heaps of platforms. There's lots of distribution services that just put them everywhere. If they look for Gilson double L, now there's going to be lots of Gilsons, I imagine. But
no, there's not that.
Not with double L.
No, on Spotify, when you search it up, it just comes up with you. Oh,
well, there we go.
You're the one.
But definitely they search for individual songs like Ode to Social Media, Rainbow Fire, I Want My Three Wishes. They'll find me. And definitely on, I'm just Gilson Music in most places. So they'll find me on Facebook, Instagram. I think that's all the socials I do. I don't do too many socials. Yeah.
Now, Ben, what's your so you're playing a gig this afternoon, you mentioned. How often do you play locally? You got or anything around here or
No, we'd love
even
to.
Broader than here? I don't mind if it's in Melbourne.
Yeah, we've got one coming up in Belgrave as well. A lot of these are cover gigs, but you tend to just weave in some originals when you're doing it.
Do you both perform together? Yep, so perfect, yep.
Yeah. I'd love to get some gigs out here. Mm. I was talking to my son does the Morty Alec Market and they had some acoustic artists the other time when I was down there in the summer markets and I recently wrote to her and just said I can always play. We're always looking for gigs. So, I'll play anywhere. Wherever. There's lots of venues down here and I really should push down here. We've gone to Cowes. I've played over in Point Cook. If there's a gig, I'll go there.
There you go.
It's my passion. I love it.
Has guitar, can travel.
A man for hire, folks. Yep. I love it. Look, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
It's great to meet both of you and I wish you all the very best. I look forward to hearing how things travel in the future and you're definitely welcome to come back to Radio Caraman on this show whenever you want to come back and, please send us all your gig lineup plans for the future so we can plug it as well too. So
thank you,
you
so
guys
much.
Are amazing. Performers.
Thank you.
It's loved been, hearing you today.
It was such a great experience. Yeah.
Oh, good on you. Good
Thank
on you. You.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, folks, as I mentioned, you'll hear the podcast will be up next week. So you'll hear Ben and Kat and all their whole vibe, and plus there'll be the film which you haven't seen, but you'll get to see the YouTube video as well too of them performing in our studio, and you'll get to see how good it was for me to see you here. So, look, thanks very much, you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, and good luck this afternoon with the gig.
Hi, this is Matt Joe Gow, and you're listening to Radio Caram, which is local community internet radio. And we were having a chat about community radio earlier and how important it is to Melbourne, how important it is to the scene here, the music scene, but also the wider community. So check out Radio Caram. Tune in.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. If you got a tummy ache, or you don't feel right, or if you have a nasty rash keeping you up at night,
Don't worry
about a thing.
Don't worry.
'Cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright.